Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting second. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting third. The center fielder, Dave Philly. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gus Zernial. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Elmer Vallow. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Skeeter Kell. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Pete Suter. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Murray. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Harry Bird. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Harry Bird. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Barney McCuskey. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting third. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Harry Simpson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bill Glynn. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ray Boone. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Early Wynn. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Early Wynn. And now, play ball. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost strikes out. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain hits a fly ball into right field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bird fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Avila moves to second. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby strikes out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops it up and throws to first, with Bird covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial takes first base on ball four. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Zernial moves to second. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow takes first base on ball four. Skeeter Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Glynn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter strikes out. Two outs. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray hits a fly ball into right field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bird fields it and throws to first for the out. one out. Bill Glynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glynn hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone takes first base on ball four. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Harry Bird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bird hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 1 in the game. Joost hits a pop-up towards first. Glynn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 1 in the game. Fain takes first base on ball 4. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 1 in the game. Philly takes first base on ball 4. Fain moves to second. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Zerniel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fain scores. Philly moves to third. It's 1-0, Athletics. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Vallo takes first base on ball 4. Zerniel moves to second. Skeeter Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 1 in the game. Kell hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 0 for 1 in the game. McCuskey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bird fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Avila hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 1 in the game. Suter hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Glynn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 1 in the game. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harry Bird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bird is 0 for 1 in the game. Bird hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 1 in the game. Doby hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 1 in the game. Rosen is called out on strikes. Two outs. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0 for 1 in the game. Simpson hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 2 in the game. Joost is called out on strikes. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Philly hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Wynn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Philly for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 0 for 1 in the game. Glenn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering. Bird drops the ball. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Boone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Glenn moves to second. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray fires to first and picks off Boone. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan strikes out. Two outs. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wynn takes first base on ball 4. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 0 for 2 in the game. McCuskey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Zerniel hits a fly ball into left field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Vallow takes first base on ball 4. Skeeter Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 2 in the game. Kell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vallow moves to second. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 2 in the game. Suter hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Glenn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 2 in the game. Murray hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Avila hits a pop-up towards third. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 2 in the game. Doby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 2 in the game. Rosen takes first base on ball 4. Doby moves to second. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0 for 2 in the game. Simpson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Doby scores. Rosen moves to second. It's Athletics, 1, Indians, 1. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 0 for 2 in the game. Glenn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rosen scores. Simpson moves to third. It's 2-1, Indians. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boone hits a pop-up towards short. Juice settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 2 in the game. Hegan hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fain settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Harry Bird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bird is 0 for 2 in the game. Bird hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 3 in the game. Joost hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Fain hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Boone fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wynn takes first base on ball 4. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 0 for 3 in the game. McCuskey bunts towards the mound. Bird fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wynn moves to second. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bird fields it and throws to third for the out. McCuskey moves to second. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Doby hits a pop-up towards short. Juice settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Rosen hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Zernial hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Athletics, 2, Indians, 2. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0 for 0 in the game. With 3 walks. Vallow hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Skeeter Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Vallow. The throw from Hegan and he is out, Avila applying the tag. One out. Skeeter Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-3 in the game. Suter hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Simpson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zerniel. Simpson reaches second base with a double. Bill Glynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glynn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Glynn bunts towards third. Suter juggles the ball. That's an error on Suter. Simpson moves to third. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Glynn. The throw from Murray and he is safe. Glynn steals second. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boone is walked intentionally. Dale Mitchell pinch hits for Jim Hegan. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Wynn hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Simpson scores. Glynn moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-2, Indians. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. McCuskey hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Tipton now catching. Kai Thomas pinch hits for Ray Murray. Kai Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Allie Clark pinch hits for Harry Bird. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-3, Athletics. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-4 in the game. Joost hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Lemon now pitching. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fain takes first base on ball 4. Joost moves to second. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to second for the out. Joost moves to third. One out. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Zerniel takes first base on ball 4. Philly moves to second. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and three walks. Vallow hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Juice scores. Philly scores. Zerniel moves to third. It's 6-3, Athletics. Skeeter Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Astroth now catching. Johnny Cook have now pitching. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Avila hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Astroth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Doby hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-4, Athletics. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Rosen hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fain settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Simpson strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 6, and Cleveland Indians, 4. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.